In this half of the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about quality deer management. We've got Steve Long. He's the regional director for Quality Deer Management Association. Steve, welcome to the show. And I gotta ask you, just tell me a little bit about quality deer management basics. Just give me the basic rundown of quality deer management.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you having me. Matter of fact, I'm in Hattiesburg right now, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We're having an event tonight here in Hattiesburg at the convention center here in Hattiesburg. But yeah, I've been with QDMA for 3 years now, and the Quality Deer Management Association has been around. This is our 30th anniversary, and it's all in the name. It's all about deer management, quality deer management. And a lot of people have a little bit of misconception about what we do, but we're more into the aging of deer, not necessarily the rack size, of course the body size, but we're trying to get those bucks into the 3 and 5 year old category. And if you look into, since we were established in 1988, how deer hunting has changed, more people have taken into the management size, here in Alabama, or at least where I'm from Alabama, live in Macon County, Alabama. If you think about it, I started hunting back in the 70s. And at that time, you could, take a buck a day. You couldn't harvest does. Well, look how it's changed to where it is now. You can harvest a doe a day, and we are only allowed 3 bucks a day. So that's brought a positive influence into the deer hunting world. I mean, more people are more aware of management now than what they were 30 years ago, 40 years ago. The scope has changed tremendously, and it's all for the good. I mean, we're seeing more quality bucks out there. We're starting to take those does. I remember, Joe, in the 80s going hunting in Bullitt County, sitting on a power line. And in the afternoon, I'd see 60, 70 deer in a three-hour sit. But I might see 65 does and 5 bucks, and all the bucks were 2.5 year old bucks. You know, people were shooting a buck every day back then. But now that we do the doe management nowadays, when I go on that same power line 30, 40 years from back then, I'm on that same power line now, I might see 30, 40 deer, not see the number of deer, but hey, I might see a 130, 140, 150 class buck that afternoon, and I'm going to see probably, a buck to doe ratio, 1 buck to 2 does. So it's improved tremendously, and QDMA has played a major part of that, especially with the 3 buck limit. Our CEO, Brian Murphy, had a large part of sitting down on the committee that changed that. So it's all for the positive, my friend.
Well, there's a lot of people that are saying that our deer numbers are down, and they, you know, kind of like what you're talking about, they you know, harken back to the old days where they could sit and see 20 or 30 deer on an acre food plot. You know, what are, you know, and back then deer were overpopulated. So where are we now in terms of the deer population in the state of Alabama? And, you know, what's the health of the herd right now?
Well, that's a good point. And yeah, I think it is. If you look at the state estimates, they used to do estimates on population, still do estimates. But, of course, now we've got a game check, which has brought some numbers. You know, they say that only 35% of the folks are reporting, so we'd like to see that improve. But the health of the herd is very, very strong in Alabama. Do I think the population's down? Yeah, I think it has been down the last couple of years. Probably about 10 years ago, they estimated our population to be 1.8 million. Now they're estimating it to be 1.3 to 1.4. But it's like you said, we have a much healthier herd. One thing I remember hunting back in Bullitt County 30, 40 years ago in Macon County, you could ride down the road, you'd just see tremendous does, not a whole lot of bucks, but you'd see a browse line. Mm-hmm. You'd see a browse line. I don't see that as strong as it used to be. So, yeah, our herds, the number-wise, isn't there like it used to be, but the herd is much, much healthier, and we're seeing much better quality bucks. Much better quality bucks than what we used to have.
Well, and you know, another thing to consider as far as deer populations is that our habitats have changed as well. So let's talk a little bit about what the QDMA does and what you advocate as far as habitat management and property management. And one of the things I see or hear a lot from people who are, you know, on the fence about QDM is they say, well, I just hunt a small property. You know, I can't do anything to really manage my deer herd. What do you think about that? Is there a property that's too small to manage?
No, I think everybody You know, I think everybody can manage. One of the things that's large up north, of course, they call it co-ops, cooperatives up north, where they'll take landowners that might have control of 1,000 acres up to 10,000 acres, but QDMA's played a major part in that up north as far as cooperatives. I think down in the south you see clubs, you know, Soterra, which is a timber company, Hall Timber Company over Meridian, Soterra in South Mississippi and South Alabama. They are heavily involved with QDMA. They require their lessees to be QDMA members. So, you know, that's positive for us. RMS is doing it in areas where they're requiring their lessees to be QDMA members. So the land has changed a little bit over the last 40 years, but management, you got land management, you got game management, you got predator management. It all plays a part in the wildlife. So it all comes together as one. And the one thing about timber companies, a lot of them out there, they do understand the importance of wildlife management and being a part of QDMA. Because what does it do? It produces revenue. It produces revenue for them. So it might be just enough revenue to pay the property tax or a little bit more, but still, they understand that it adds value to the property.
Well, Steve, one of the threats to deer in this state, really, but really across North America, is chronic wasting disease. And you are starting to see, you're going to see a big push this year from the state, and you've seen it on billboards about the threat that CWD is for our herd. Tell me a little bit about what the QDMA is doing as far as CWD goes, because it's a big problem that we can get in front of in this state, and it hasn't affected this state yet, but it doesn't mean that it won't.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And there's one thing I will say, you know, there's a little bit of a scare there. Are we panicking? No, we're not panicking. We've seen it out west where CWD has come in. Has it devastated herds? Yeah, for a while, but then they've always bounced back. We had a case in Mississippi, which I'm regional director for Alabama and Mississippi. We had a case in Mississippi. You know, there's a lot of unknown, and that's the scary part about CWD. You know, what causes CWD? We're not sure. Nobody's sure. There's studies being done out there. The only way to test a CWD for CWD in a deer is to you gotta harvest the deer, kill the deer, and check the brain tissue. So there's just a lot of unknown about CWD, but I believe Alabama, I think we're safe right now in Alabama. Like I say, that one case in Mississippi, they went over there, they harvested several other animals, tested them, none of them showed positive. So there's a lot of unknown there, Joe. But I do think the state of Alabama with Chuck Sykes and Chris Blankenship running our conservation, I think they're doing a great job. They're taking some preventive measures as far as the harvesting of deer and bringing deer back into the state. A lot of people need to be aware that, you know, you can't bring that whole animal back into the state of Alabama. If you hunt outside the state, you know, don't bring that whole animal back. And we need to get that word out there. Yep. Because we're just not sure of what we've got out there. We're not sure of the animal or the disease. We don't know enough about it yet. But I think the state's doing a good job bringing in some measures to make sure that we are prepared for it.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit. And, you know, we're talking about quality deer management. And one of the programs that you guys have put together that to me is just really awesome program is your Deer Steward program. And so tell everybody a little bit about the Deer Steward program and what it does and you know, kind of the progression that a person can go through to become a deer steward.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got three levels of deer steward, and basically it's just the biology and it's the makeup and it's the science, and you can go as far with it as you want. The first level you can do online, and University of Clemson, who has a great wildlife biology program, they help us with that program. But all you got to do is go to QDMA.com, look at the different levels. The second level, you have to go on site. It's like a two-day trip. And we do it in certain areas. Last year we did one in Texas. We did one up in Pennsylvania, up in Wisconsin. So you have to register for those. And then same with Deer Steward 3. just makes you more aware of the animal, gives you the breakdown, and you can go as far as you want with it. It also has land practices, land management in there. But it's good. You know, a lot of people, it just depends how far you want to go with it, Jeff.
Right. Well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more after the break about what you've got going on with QDMA. And if folks do want to get involved and attend an event, tell me about the events you've got coming up.
Well, tonight I'm in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, the Pine Belt branch of Hattiesburg. We got a gun bash going on. And these events, you know, it gets you with like-minded people, people that like to get out there in the wildlife, that like to hunt. Saturday night I'll be in Enterprise, Weevil Creek. We're doing a $10,000 drawdown. We're going to give away $10,000 that night. Again, it's going to be at the Enterprise Country Club. Kerry Cole, he's our branch president. Then Thursday we'll be in Montgomery, Alabama, at the Alcazar Shrine for a $10,000 drawdown there. And then on October 11th, I will be at Montevallo, the University of Montevallo, and their outdoor scholars, William Crawford and his group. They're a part of QDMA. We're going to have a fundraiser there. October 6th, we will have a bass fishing tournament on the Alabama River at Cooter's Pond right there in Prattville. And we're expecting 100 boats on that. We're going to give away $2,500 to the winner of the bass tournament.
All right,
but
Steve,
anybody
well,
that's interested in finding out about the event, go to QDMA.com.
We're talking today with Steve Long, who's the regional director for the Quality Deer Management Association. And before the break, we got a good synopsis on what the Quality Deer Management Association is all about. But Steve, I want to ask you a specific question. I've just recently had my first son, and you know, as he gets older, I'm going to want to introduce him to the outdoors the way that I was introduced. And one of the, you know, when I was coming up, I would say that quality deer management was just getting popular. I definitely had my fair share of just being able to shoot whatever I wanted to shoot. And I think that as a young child, that there was an allure to being able to just know that I could, know that I could shoot something whenever I went out and went hunting. And as I got older and we started to learn more about quality deer management, we kind of naturally progressed into being more selective about what we took. But I think it came after, getting to pull the trigger some.
That's right, Joe.
So
Joe, you're dead on. You're dead on.
Where does quality deer management fit into bringing a new hunter into the pastime?
Yeah, you know, that's a great scenario you just brought up, and I see it a lot involved with hunting camps all these years. And the one thing we need to realize as hunters and as a group of hunters, you know, I always go back to united we stand, divided we fall. And there's a lot of organizations out there or people that, you know, that are dead set against what we do and what we love to do. And so we don't need to have any division amongst ourselves. And bringing up the subject you did about introducing a young hunter into the woods, a lot of times you go to clubs and they have certain rack restrictions or size restrictions. Well, as a group of hunters, we need to involve everybody we can to make us stronger. And bringing youth in is a great way to do that. And we don't need to really have antler restrictions on them. And, I mean, if they shoot something that's a little bit less than what you would shoot or a lot less than what you would shoot, you don't need to criticize those folks. At that time, you need to praise those folks. You need to be as excited as they are because now they're part of the brotherhood and sisterhood that you're a part of. And hopefully they'll go on to be future hunters. Also, at the same time, people that don't have a chance to get out there and hunt, that want to hunt, we as hunters, it's our responsibility to take those hunters out there and introduce them into the outdoor world, introduce them to hunting or whatever outdoor activity there is out there. Introduce them, take them out there, let them become a part of it. And at the same time, you know, we really don't need to have those restrictions on them. Yeah, we want to manage the deer. We want to manage the property. We want to be responsible for it. But you need to get out there, take those folks, let them have a good time, let them enjoy it. And I think it's a natural progression, Joe. I think it just comes into us. I was the same way you were. The first deer I ever shot was like a small 6-point. And as it got out of me a little bit, I progressed. I wanted to get bigger and bigger and bigger. If I needed meat, I shoot a doe now, you know, and I try to maintain my property and keep the deer herd in check. At the same time, you know, I manage the piece of property I'm on. But, folks, if you got a chance, take somebody out there that wants to go, whether it be a child, whether it be an older adult, give them that opportunity. Introduce them to the outdoors. One thing the state's doing, Joe, is special opportunity areas, and it's a great thing that they're doing. It's great for these folks to get out there and enjoy the Alabama outdoors.
Yeah, they are. And I was actually up at one of those SOAs this past week at Portland Landing, and they're going to be hosting an adult mentored hunt. And one of the interesting things about that program is that when you take a child hunting, it's a great thing. I advocate anybody do it. It's great. But the reality of the situation is that that child or young person doesn't have the means to continue to hunt on their own. And when you take an adult hunting, they have the ability to not only become a hunter and stay a hunter, but they have the ability to then mentor those young people as well. And so if you're interested or you know someone who's interested, there's adult mentored hunting programs all over. What does the QDMA do any advocacy as far as that goes?
Yeah, we do. We do several youth hunts. We do several special opportunity hunts across the nation. I know we're involved in the El Brady Hunting Club down in South Alabama. They do a disabilities hunt. We've been involved with that for years. So we're also getting tied in with the state of Alabama, our R3 coordinator, Justin Grider, to get tied in with those special opportunity hunts.
Well, so, folks, if you're interested in donating to the QDMA, they are a 4-star charity. You can check them out at www.qdma.com. Steve, thank you for being on the show today, and good luck with your upcoming banquets.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate everybody. Y'all check us out, QDMA.com, where deer hunters belong.